Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, Angels, and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, hour number two right here on the Mightier 1090, our first anniversary on the air with the Mightier 1090. Of course, we start in December, so it's not going to be our first anniversary with them in December, but happy anniversary to all the guys, Bill Hagan and the owner and all the management there at 1090. Last week, they celebrated their first anniversary on the air, and we're just so proud, and things are going so fantastic with 1090. We're just so proud and happy to be aboard at 1090, and we're right here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup with Matt from AFCO, having some great times talking some fishing.
Well, you're not kidding. Talking some fishing and talking about all that great product. If you didn't hear at the beginning of the show, AFCO just swept things, as they do at the big ICAST show this year, with, you know, four possible categories that they could have won. They won all of them. You know, no surprise. It's been a lot of fun. And we're not only talking about AFCO, we're giving away a killer AFCO prize back to one lucky caller at the end of the show today. It includes one of their killer AFCO 8-inch fillet knives, fantastic knives that they AFCO produces. We're also giving away the AFCO Reaper. I know that's one of Pete's most favorite foul weather, mine as well. Awesome, soft
it's
shell.
It's windproof, waterproof, right?
So there's a multiple versions of the Reaper now. We have our traditional fleece, and then we also have the windproof pullover and full zip Reaper.
There's a full zip?
Yeah, there's a full zip now. So, like, your 3X, 4X guys, they don't like to pull over. Mm-hmm. They like to zip up. Yeah. So now we have the windproof version, a full zip. It has the mask that if you don't want to wear it, just lays behind your neckline. And then if you want to wear it, you just pull it over the top.
Oh, wow.
I've got the hooded pullover, and I absolutely love that thing.
Yeah.
It is totally windproof, and all the bait tank splash, all that kind of stuff. Like, you're wearing what feels like a regular, slick, soft hoodie, and, you know, some splash hits you, it just beads up and rolls right down your sleeve. So, I mean, it might not be anhydrous waterproof, but as far as all, like, the little, you know, inconvenience amounts of water you're going to deal with while you're fishing, no issue at all. But you're wearing a regular hoodie. You know, it's not a big, hard, stiff thing. They're awesome. I really like it.
And for being offshore right here in Southern California, it's great. For being up in Alaska or Canada, it's great. It's layering.
Yep.
Fantastic.
There you go. Yeah, totally.
That neck thing keeps you, what do you call that when you pull it up?
The neck gaiter.
The neck gaiter.
Yeah.
It's a built-in neck gaiter that's like on steroids.
Yeah.
And you pull that thing up and you start getting cold, your ears start getting cold or something like that, it just like warms you up right away.
And it's so nice, though, because when you don't want it, it just tucks down below,
tucks
and it's like having part of your collar. Like,
right.
Yeah, you guys did such a good job with that thing. And that's not the only part of the package. We're also giving away a pair of the tactical fishing shorts. That's the most popular short that we sell in our shop from AFCO.
Wear it every day.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah, so a really, really cool prize pack. If you want to get your shot at all that great stuff, or just better yet, your chance to talk to Matt, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090, or text the show. Having lots of great texts coming through. We're going to continue to read them in the second hour here. And with that, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for our catch report. And today, that fishdope.com report is sponsored by Gamakatsu. Great news. The Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks are now available and shipping in sizes 2 and 4. Perfect for these finicky bluefin. There's been a lot of bluefin caught exactly that way. Light line, small hooks. Get yourself some 25-pound AFCO fluoro and a number 2 Gamakatsu hook, and you are going to be in the game. Gamakatsu has all the hooks from the Nautilus Light, the regular Nautilus, and that new Nautilus HD. Having the ability to choose the right size circle hook is key, and with Gamakatsu Nautilus, you're going to have your choice and confidence to get bit using the finest hooks made. Stock up on Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hooks at selected tackle stores. I talked to Rick Carr just yesterday, and although I'm probably not supposed to say anything, but I'm going to say it anyways, Gamakatsu in 2s and 4s are going to be coming out in a ringed version very soon. So if you're a ringed hook guy, that's right around the corner. You didn't hear it from me. mean,
but you already have the 2 and 4 in stock.
I'm actually not as much of a ring hook guy. I like the regular two and four, which we do have in stock right now. But plenty of my buds love fishing that ring hook. And again, I'll probably get in trouble for saying so, but that hook is coming. So yeah.
What about you, Matt? Are you a ring hook guy? Or you like the regular one?
I grew up fishing ring hooks, my dad and I. So always just stuck with the ring.
Yeah. Okay.
I like it. I mean, again, here's what I always say about ring hooks. It's sure not gonna hurt you at all. You know what I mean? There's no negative other than it might cost you a little bit, and if it gives you an advantage, why not?
Right.
Absolutely. I dig it. Hey, well, with that, we're going to find out what's going on. Our fishdope.com reporter and our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Matt.
Hey, Mark.
What a great show. So, got to tell you, man, it's just crazy at this time of year. You know, in the winter, can't hardly find enough for a worthy report, and at this time, I don't know what to pick and choose.
Yeah.
We got so much going on right now, but man, just another incredible week offshore. So I got started Catalina, of course, right here in the backyard in the home of big game fishing, and all that regular stuff is biting, nothing new there. But there's been a real uptick in the yellowtail bite over there, and much better grade fish than what we've been seeing. There's some real tankers showing up for whatever reason. And it's nice that there's a pretty good spread. Some of it's backside west, backside east. Keep an eye, guys, on that Farnsworth bank zone. There's big yellows there and some tuna fish both on the bank. And then right there on the east end proper, and this goes back to something that I haven't done since I was like 15 years old, which was like a million years ago, sitting on the anchor fishing bluefin tuna. We slipped in there by the can dump on Sunday afternoon right in the middle of all that crazy traffic, and I caught two. Nice little bluefins in there. And I'm telling you guys, it's light line, small hook, hot bait, and then pull hard because those seals love those tasty tunas. You got to get them away quick. At Komeni, lots of yellows there, guys, for sure. Smaller fish front side, bigger fish backside, and then up on the 9 proper right off the west end. Set up a little bit deeper, and you get a shot at yellows and tuna both. There's bluefin on the bank also. And then just offshore from there a little bit more. That's where it starts getting interesting, but what an incredible overall spread of fish that we got. I mean, at kelp patty fishing, like Mike was talking about a little bit ago, from the, south of the border out toward the 43 and beyond, going that direction, and it's pushing up above the border, and it's like 181, 312, 209. Yesterday was really good fishing. Local boats just clobbered the yellows and dorados in there. And then that tuna fish, about those big ones, well, they kind of went on the down low for a little bit, not completely gone, but weren't getting the headlines. They were definitely around. But then a few guys found it out here at the first of the week, and the word got out. And, man, the last couple of days, oh, my God, absolutely WFO on the tankers. And that zone is out to the west and northwest of the west end of Komeni. It's out there in the real world around banks a lot of you guys probably never heard of, the 711, 474 like that. It's down below the snail, the outer 267. In that outer area, and it's just really good fishing. A lot of fish in there. Came up really good yesterday afternoon. Danny was just telling me. And for a lot of the guys, straight cows. I've seen some pictures of what some of my friends did. Oh, my God, it was hard to work this week. Straight cows and nice weather. So it's really good fishing, guys. This is a tenth of what I could be talking about. There's so much action everywhere. I think it's time to go.
Mark. Dude, that report speaks my language, buddy. How cool. And like you say, I mean, you pick a fish that you want to fish for and an area that you want to fish for, and it's happening right now.
Wow.
Like it's all good.
It sounds like fun. When go ahead, Mark.
It's just incredible how much fish there is. And like you were going to say there, Danny and the boys are on it with the Fish Dope report. I was just talking to Danny a minute, and we got to really feel sorry for Danny right now.
Yeah.
He's stuck at home. Pam's out with Rick on the Oceanside 95, probably pulling on a 200-pounder right now. So we got to wish them the best for sure. But, yeah, those guys are on it, man. They got their finger on the pulse for sure.
And every which way, from San Miguel Island all the way down to the Coronado Islands and beyond. It's like fishdope.com is your source. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. Website's PacificEdgeTackle.com, and got some pictures up of some new stuff we're doing, including that new, oh, I probably shouldn't tell you this, Pete, but we're going to have a new 60-gallon flatback tank here before too long. You might have to swap out that 40.
Wow. No, well, that 40 on the boat is perfect for sure. It's working out great. So, hey, Mark, thank you very much. I can't wait to fill it up this week with some of the Ham Brothers bait for sure. Thanks a lot for the report.
Man.
Yeah. And we'll go catch some fish and talk to you next Saturday.
You got it, but I don't know if it's going to get any better, Pete. I think we might hang on the status quo for a while. It's incredible vision right now, guys.
We'll take this for a long time to come. No problems.
You got it. We'll see
you, Mark. Appreciate that. Well, hey, while we're waiting for our next Marcos from C4 to get rolling through, we had a fun text that came through from Mario in Pasadena, and he was talking about how we were just mentioning the swapping of hooks and on different jigs, and the question is, how do we do that? Do you use split rings? What size need to be used, and do split rings affect the jig's action? And you know, all scenarios are different. On a surface iron, it's very rare that you can use a split ring effectively because the where the hole is at in the bottom of the jig, you just have to open up the ring too much. So to do a surface iron correctly, you really just need to braise a new ring on there. But something like a Colt Sniper stick bait or a Colt Sniper jerk bait, very easy to swap the split rings and hooks. And for me, I like a split ring that's made from Gamakatsu, and it's called the Superline series. Like, that's the series of them. And just depending on the size of jig that you're using is what you would swap it for. Like, all of this big flat fall knife jig, you know, heavy leader stuff, in the store, we rig with those Gamakatsu Superline split rings. And number 7s and number 8s, it's like the number 7 is my favorite. It's a 180-pound, super, super heavy-duty split ring. But on a Colt Sniper stick bait, you might be all the way down to a number 5 or a number 6 or something like that. So appropriate size for the jig that you're matching, and I really like those Gamakatsu Superline split rings.
Yeah, here's another great text, too, and this one's directed at Matt. It's from Eddie and Vista. He says, I've never been a fan of gloves. I used the Solo Glow gloves on my last trick and now recommend this glove for sun protection and no problem with picking baits from the well. So,
awesome.
Just
Thank
like you said, Matt.
Yeah. Imagine that.
That's the perfect glove for doing that. So while we're waiting for Marcos, let's jump back in the phones.
You got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to Matt, who's calling us from La Mesa this morning. Good morning, Matt. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm about 3 weeks into a 6-week rehab of double hernia surgery, so all these reports are driving me crazy about nothing I can do about it. Anyways, my question is how do you guys work the UV properties into the material? Because AFCO is world famous for that.
Absolutely. So, well, first off, I hope your recovery is going good and you are off to a speedy recovery. But when it comes to all of our sun protection, a lot of that has to do with the construction of the garment, from how it's sewn together, as well as to some of the coatings that we use before it's sewn. So a lot of times the material will be put on a big roll, and they'll run it through essentially a bath for our DWR coatings and everything like that, and it gets absorbed in the fabric. And then once that process is done, then it actually gets constructed into the body. So a lot of it's done pre-sew, and then, you know, you get a full production piece out, and it's just complete. And I'm sure there's a lot more that I just don't know, but that's kind of what I've been told. It's all pre-sew. The raw material gets coated and weaved in a certain way to get the sun protection. You know, UPF 50 is like our standard sun protection rating, so...
So almost all the garments are UPF 50?
Yeah, everything but your, like, standard T-shirt that we sell is usually UPF 50.
Wow.
All of that.
All the performance wear.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, all the performance wear, yeah. And I'm trying to think, there's nothing under UPF 50 in our line.
Wow.
So,
it works, too.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you know, like, as humans, right, over time we kind of get smarter and realize that the sun's not good for your skin.
Yeah.
And, so we try to do our part. We have a pro staff guy, Tactical Bass, and Matt, he fishes a lot of freshwater bass, and he's gotten multiple, you know, skin grafts and just all kinds of stuff from, you know, skin cancer and whatnot. And he, when you look at him, he just looks like he's covered in everything AFCO because he just can't afford to, you know,
get any more.
Burned or, it's like they've already cut off enough. So
yeah, for sure. All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Matt, and quick recovery to you. Appreciate the call this morning.
Let's continue on with our catch board. Head on over to C4 Sport Fishing. Talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
We're doing great, yeah. Buddy.
Once we get closer to September here, the fishing is still about what you'd expect. Really good. It's kind of getting used to it at this point.
Shocker.
Yeah, right? So nice mix of fish there, those overnight trips and the 2 days still looking at some bluefin. Again, approaching September, still catching bluefin, yellowfin, Dorado, yellowtail. A little more success on the bluefin on the longer trips. The Polaris Supreme actually just called in from their three-day trip this morning, and they have 72 bluefin on the boat currently. And 60 of those are in the 50 to 80-pound range, which is just a great size for those bluefin. They're catchable without, you know, only seeing a couple of them on a trip. And then they also have one at 150, so some nice mix of fish on there. Full-day trips, got a mix on where they're fishing. We had some trips fishing at the islands. The San Diego Fishing at the Islands saw some good yellowtail fishing throughout the week, a little slower yesterday. And then the Sea Watch tends to fish a bit more offshore, seeing a little bit of bluefin, Dorado, yellowtail on there. The half-day trip, still very good fishing on there. And nice mix of calico bass on there, some bottom fish also. So, like I said, about what we've been seeing so far this, you know, up to this point of the year, it's not much to complain about there. You have your options depending on how long you want to go out there. You want to do a half-day trip, full-day trip, overnight. Yeah, the new Seaford yesterday, yeah, good Dorado fishing on the afternoon trip yesterday. So, yeah, they had one bluefin on the half day.
On the half day, Dorados, bluefin, yellowtail on an afternoon half day.
What?
Not an extended, crazy, we're going to really do a full day trip and just call it a half day. The regular PM half day, Dorados, bluefin, and yellowtail.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, and like I said, approaching September here, so fishing is just going to, you know, keep getting better. And as we talk about pretty much every year, the last few years here, we get some of our best fishing in September and October, so only expect to get better from here on out.
Marcos, I just want to be sure, did you describe the yellowtail fishing on the San Diego this last week as just, quote, good? Yeah, it was good fishing on the San Diego this week. That yellowtail fishing was crazy.
Okay, let me qualify that. It was pretty good fishing for the San Diego.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Yeah, 170 in a day. I'd say that's pretty good fishing.
That's pretty decent. You know, all surface limits, iron, wide open. Yeah, it's all right. But it was good.
Sounds pretty good.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, so kind of hard to go wrong there. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got the full schedule up there for those half days, those full day trips, and speaking of San Diego, man, they're full into almost the middle of September there. Seawash filling up pretty quickly on those trips. So you definitely need to make those reservations ahead of time, those 1 day, a day and a half, the multi-day trips. All up there. You have to call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person, check out the tackle shop there, get some gear, and get out there and catch some fish.
Awesome, Marcos. Great job, as always. Certainly look forward to more great reports and just such good fishing to Seaforth right now. We really appreciate you always keeping us up to date, Marcos.
Sure thing, guys. We'll talk to you next weekend, hopefully with some better reports. I don't know if we can really get those.
All right. Sounds great, Marcos. Appreciate it.
See you, buddy. All right. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro series and that custom bluefin and yellowfin from Anza Knives. They're made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Anza knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details, or get the Fish Pro series available right now at Fisherman's Processing.
And I might add, too, that check out Donnie and Heidi next weekend, October 28th and 29th, at the Crossroads of the West Gun Show at the Orange County Fairgrounds. They're going to be there with Anza knives. So next weekend, Crossroads of the West Gun Show at the Orange County Fairgrounds. Go see the Anza Knives folks, Don and Heidi, and take advantage and tell them you heard it on Let's Talk Hookup. They'll give you a special deal for sure.
No doubt about it. Well, the phones are packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Matt. Let's jump back into them and talk to Jerry from Garden Grove.
Jerry, is it a first-time caller, you think?
I'm pretty sure he's new to Let's Talk Hookup. Yeah. I mean, we had a caller way back in the day, but he just decided to never call us anymore. So I don't really recall. What's up, Jerry?
You know who that is, Matt?
I don't know. Sounds familiar.
Yeah. But... All right, it's time for you to talk,
Jerry.
Hey,
good morning.
Hi, Jerry.
Hello. Rick. Hello. Yeah, it's given a hard time. He's been since he's been born. But, I'm real proud of him. He didn't even mention he bought his first house with his beautiful wife. And, he's sales manager. What more can I ask, you know? He gives me a hard time. But we'll see if he can still bring it, Ricky. I'm taking him to San Felipe a month from today. for 6 days on that Tony Reyes thing. Let's see if he could talk the talk and walk the walk. Other than that, we'll
work out. Tony Reyes, for 6 days.
I'm ready for the weather. I go to Florida enough. I don't know, Dad. You might be sitting watching me catch fish.
Yeah, I've been using the performance shirts up here locally. Yeah, I've been using the performance shirts up here. Hello.
Well, Jerry, we're pumped that you guys are going on the trip, and certainly anxious to hear from it. And again, I think that we need to have a report because there's serious smack talk between these two on who's going to outfish the two. When that comes back, we either need to. I feel like we need to hear from the loser of whoever, you know, whatever bet they establish. Yeah. I feel like that's a person that needs to call. Let's talk.
So should we schedule your call, Dad, for a month and a week from now?
Well, no, Rick, remember,
nice to hear from Jerry. Jerry, of course. Oh, there he is.
we've talked to Jerry and Maddie from, you know, for years.
Nice to hear from you, Jerry. Appreciate the call this morning. Jerry and, they grew up with Let's Talk Hookup. You grew up coming to our remote broadcast, and your dad was like a regular caller with us all the time, Jerry from Garden Grove. And now look at you, Matt. You're like a big wig in the fishing world.
No doubt, man.
Yeah. Funny how it turns out. I mean, it was five when I first came to the first Let's Talk Hookup, probably.
Five? Yeah. That's cool, that's cool. Well, it's great to have you here and talking AFCO. No question. Nice to hear from you, Jerry.
But I'm petitioning for that. I think that the loser of whatever said bet needs to call and announce the winner on Let's Talk Hookup when you guys come back.
Awesome, I love it. Yeah. I'll make sure he calls in.
Here's another nice text and a big fan of AFCO, Brian from Harupa Valley. Wore Solo Glow gloves. Or Solago? Is it Solago or Solago?
Solago,
Solago gloves for the first time Monday on a three-quarter day trip out of Long Beach. Caught three elephant, 25 to 30 pounds. Gloves also make it easy to grip the bait. Had to butt hook the sardines and size one circle hook, 25-pound test Seaguar Gold. But that's awesome. A good point about that open Solago glove is that you can grip the bait. Probably even better, right?
Yeah, it offers a little bit of better support because you have the material on the edges. So usually when you're holding the bait, you know, the body of the bait's laying in your palm and the head's laying on kind of the outer edge of the glove. Just got a little bit more grip to it. You know, you don't want to grab the body, but you can at least get a little bit of grip on the head and pin them wherever you need to. So
that's cool. Well, the phone lines are packed. Everybody wants to talk to Matt. Let's dive right back in and talk to Roger. He's calling us from Fullerton this morning. What's up, Roger? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show. It must be great working for a company, Matt, that's got so many great products. I've always loved the Sun shirt, and I love the shorts. They're just they wear so well, they dry quick, and the pliers pouch is just, I love it. Anyway, what's your favorite kind of trip, and what kind of fishing do you love, Matt?
Awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you for your comments. Growing up, I did a lot of big boat fishing with my dad. So, you know, grew up doing 2 days, day and a half. But my ultimate favorite trip is fishing Colonette, yo-yoing for yellowtail.
Really?
I think there's nothing better than dropping down, you know, reeling as hard as you can and pulling up like a 30-pound yellow. I think that's my favorite all time, even more than surface iron fishing or calico fishing, for
sure.
Wow,
that's cool.
I just like the challenge, I think, you know.
I would have put you on calico bass. I just know I've always talked to you about fishing, you know, fishing with Benny Florentino or fishing with Decker, and I know that you were calico bass nut, but there is something about pulling on those big ones, especially in their hood down deep like that.
Oh, yeah, because it's, you know, different depths and whatnot, and you're just, you know, reeling really fast, and I've always liked the challenge. I mean, going with Benny to fish calicos is kind of cheating. You know, you have that beautiful big boat rolling in with all the best tackle you can possibly. I mean, kind of no chance. We're on a cattle boat with, you know, 30 other people. It's a challenge and it's fun. So I've always done a lot of big boat fishing growing up, and looking forward to San Felipe with my dad. And who knows, maybe that'll be my next favorite thing. But we'll see here shortly.
Yeah, Tony Reyes is fun. You're gonna have a really great time. Wait till you start catching some big cabrilla.
Yeah. If you like calico bassin, which I know you really do, you are gonna love that cabrilla fishing. Yeah.
Awesome.
So rad.
It's really good.
Tackle busters.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that.
All right, let's jump back in. This time we're gonna talk to Chuck. He's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey guys. Good morning. Hope everyone's doing well. You know, Matt, I'll tell you one thing. I did a Tony Reyes trip with my dad back when I was 17 in high school, and I still think about it and look at the pictures. you know, even till now. You're going to love it.
Awesome.
The one thing I can say, though, is just screw your jacks down as far as they'll go. They're not going to get out of the rocks.
Yeah, those fish are mean down there.
And you know, I've got some of the after stuff like Reaper, which I love, but the problem I have with it is sometimes it's too warm. Is there something in between that's not quite as, like when you're on the sport boats and stuff, you can get out of the wind, but you still kind of want to, you know, that morning chill off you, but you don't need to be that insulated that you guys have?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a piece called the Shadow Fleece, and Shadow is essentially the same kind of feel as Reaper, but it doesn't have the face buff built into it, and the actual fleece weight is just slightly less than Reaper itself. And that's what I wear, you know, in the summer months for layering locally. I really use Reaper probably from October, you know, into January, February.
Mm-hmm.
But it just offers you that nice, like, Reaper fleece feel without the buff or the really heavy material. So that's what I would go with.
Which one's called?
The Shadow Fleece.
Shadow Fleece.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then for my day-to-day, my ultimate favorite, if I'm not, you know, layering, is our pufferfish down jacket. It's a 300 weight down jacket, and that's one of my favorites too. I wear that a lot.
That's warm.
I got the previous generation of that thing, and it is so comfortable. Man,
yeah.
It weighs nothing and so warm. Like, I really like them.
Yeah.
And I love it too. I mean, you guys travel a lot. You can pack it down into a backpack, into a suitcase, and pull it out, and it, you know, no big deal.
Yeah.
So.
But the Horizon jacket.
Yeah.
It's such a great jacket. That's like my
uniform.
Wear.
Yeah.
Man. That's like your, and I know Steve, who was on our trip, Harold, they were both wearing Horizon jackets up in up at Queen Charlotte Safaris.
Yep.
It's windproof, waterproof, super warm, but not too warm.
Yep.
And that's the thing, is you can zip it, and you can kind of regulate how warm you want to be with that Horizon jacket. That's that's a go-to for me.
And it's so rare to get that level of, like you say, warmth, windproof, waterproof, that level, like, you know, element protection with having something that's still very stretchy and flexible and fits well and is just so comfortable to wear. You're not wearing this big, giant, heavy rubber jacket.
Right.
You know, it's like a slick, good-looking material, and it's not just for fishing. You know, it's just a really nice-looking, you know, fleece-style jacket to wear.
Right.
I love
it. Again, windproof, waterproof.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Listen to us. I mean, this is what AFCO makes. AFCO makes clothing for fishermen.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many different things, and that's the thing we're trying to stress here, is that if you're looking for clothing that you can wear every day or for fishing, AFCO does
it. And that's the thing, too, is, you know, you look at our catalog, it's this huge catalog with a bunch of stuff, and a lot of it, you know, is different looks and feels and prints and whatnot, but it's also a system. You have your, you know, layering pieces, you have your outerwear suit, and what do you wear below that? It's Reaper. Below that, it's a sun shirt, you know, a pair of pants, and then you have a short. So it's a whole system to kind of give you the most comfortability on the water that you possibly can have, in addition to being able to go out to dinner and, you know, wear this stuff as well.
Yeah, still good looking.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great fishing information as well. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Hey, this is Rosie from Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We are the only lodge to offer all of our guests a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge and first-class meals and service. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Bill and full-day trips on the Mission Bill every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Talking AFTCO, talking fishing, having a great time here. If you want to join us, it has been a very busy morning, but we got time for you. 213-432-1090.
And firing text like crazy at Matt and all these questions he's handling.
I know.
Beautifully, man. He's got
a pro.
So Mike from Gardena just sent an interesting one. I have an AFTCO shirt with a hoodie, but no gaiter. Is there the same material of construction used in a shirt without a gaiter?
So he's saying he has a sun shirt.
He has a sun shirt with the face mask?
Yeah, he says a hoodie, but no gaiter. Okay. Is a shirt with a gaiter.
Yeah, so we offer two performance shirts with a gaiter. Our Geocool mineral-infused one is Barracuda. And then the one that I wear...
The Geocool is cool stuff. Explain that.
Yeah, so Geocool is... essentially, these minerals they refine and put into the fabric to produce them, and it has a reaction with the moisture on your body to make you cooler on the water.
Get out of here.
Yes, you haven't worn the Geocool. For your trip to Venice, Louisiana, you need Geocool. I'm telling you right now.
I got one better than Geocool now.
Oh, really?
I didn't even know this was, and I stay up on this stuff for sure. Yeah. I didn't even know this was a thing.
So I got one I'm going to send you for Louisiana because this is what I wore when I was there. It's the Uri Aero Mesh. So it's this extremely lightweight shirt. It's got a buff and a hood, UPF 50. And, I mean, it's crazy. You can lift it up to the light and see through all the fibers, but you put it on and you will not get sunburned. And it dries extremely quickly.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I've thrown water on me and, you know, in Florida or whatnot, and it dries within 20 minutes, like, if that.
That's cool.
It's just really nice, comfortable, you know, moisture-wicking, antimicrobial, everything that people know and love about AFTCO apparel, but... It's just, it's crazy how thin the material can be and still be sun protected, you know, and everything else.
That's rad.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got the stuff, man. No doubt they got the stuff.
So the answer to that, there is one with a gaiter.
Yeah, if you're looking at your local shop or on our website, if you want to take a look, it's Uri Aero Mesh. It's
Uri Aero Mesh.
Yeah, it's Y-U-R-I-E. It comes in a hooded with a buff and just a long sleeve. I always wear the hooded with the buff.
Hooded with the buff. Yeah. All built in.
All built in. And it's selectable, so if you don't want to wear the buff and the hood at the same time, it's one or the other or both.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's nice because I've had several sun shirts that have that built in, and it's crazy how well, like, if you don't have them up, they just kind of hang completely out of your way. You know, when you're not wearing it, it doesn't feel like you should be, or it's piled up on your neck or anything. It's just everything kind of falls away right. They're done really right.
Yeah, they've done a great job. So
yeah. I dig it.
Well, let's jump back into the phones.
Gus in Burbank is up next on Let's Talk Hook Up. Gus, good morning.
Yo, you
morning,
guys.
Gus.
How's it going?
Morning.
Yo, Gus.
I was just calling to make a comment on our trip to... Queen Charlotte Safaris. I think that's a winner. You know, if anybody's thinking about, well, should I go or should I not? I think it's worth it. Every penny. You know, when I got home, all my fish was properly frozen stiff and ready for the freezer. Our captain was just excellent. He was the greatest. I took my daughter on a trip of a lifetime for me, and she caught her first king salmon. We all limited out on salmon. She did her part on that, and I'm just so happy to have fished up there Well, they were a couple of weirdos that I fished with, but that was Pete and that was Pete and his brother-in-law. But his brother-in-law John.
Yeah.
No, it was a wonderful, wonderful experience from the time the plane took off from L.A. till the time we got back. It was just great. I want to thank Valerie and all those responsible.
It was so great having meeting your daughter Stacy. She's a lovely lady, and it was a lot of fun having you and Stacy along and fishing with you guys and Queen Charlotte Safari is really a wonderful trip. And like we talked about earlier, Harold was saying, you know, how good I've never seen salmon fishing like this. Like the king salmon fishing is off the charts. 20-pound average like that first day, right, Gus?
That's true. I think Stacy got one or two in the one was 22 and the other was closer to 20, but man, those things fight like crazy. It's never a sure thing with barbless hooks. But I'm telling you, it was a wonderful experience.
It was, and also the biggest one that day, I believe, was 29.5. We had a little jackpot for our group of 20, and then the biggest one of the trip was 32. So there were
really good
there was
grade.
No shortage of big kings, and then the silvers too were giant. They were big silvers, and you were allowed four per trip on the kings, two per day, four per trip on the kings, and the same with the silvers. So what he was talking about with the packaging that Queen Charlotte Safaris and Valerie does, as they put everything in a styrofoam box. So when the fish got, when I unwrapped my fish yesterday, it was all, like Gus said, frozen solid.
That's great.
Really high-end packaging.
And so, Gus, does that mean that the freezer is well-stocked for future Gus's famous smoked salmon? You got plenty of ammo now?
My freezer is very happy right now, so... hopefully I can make
awesome,
some of
buddy.
You guys happy also. Thanks.
Yeah, so thanks. In addition to catching all these kings and silvers and then halibut, we had limits of our halibut. We were allowed 8 halibut for our group. And then the lingcod, oh, my God, the lingcod fishing's off the charts.
Some of the best you'd ever seen.
Oh, by far the best. I mean, I've had phenomenal lingcod fishing at Whalers Cove Lodge.
Sure.
This beats the...
No
the lingcod
kidding.
Fishing is literally wider. And they don't anchor. They don't anchor because... I don't know why they don't anchor. I mean, I can't even imagine if they anchored how good it would be, the halibut and the lingcod fishing. The only factor we had going against us was we had 3 kind of rotten days of weather on the offshore side.
Just happened to hit you.
It doesn't affect, no matter how bad the weather is, it doesn't affect the salmon fishing because you're fishing in protected area. But it's wide open ocean, and we just had an unfortunate 3-day window.
Sure.
But we still got our limits of halibut. We got a few lingcod, but I know Harold Davis went out and had some phenomenal lingcod fishing. But here's the one thing I was going to say is we caught a giant chum salmon, super bright chum salmon, and we were going to throw it back. And our guide said, no. Gus, take that home and smoke it. I promise you it'll be the best smoked fish you ever had.
Get out of here.
That's
really?
What he said, yeah. Yeah. So, Gus, did you get your chum?
Got it, and we'll see about that.
We want the report, Gus.
I always used king salmon. Yeah, I always used to smoke king salmon, and everybody looked at me like, why are you smoking king salmon, you know? But after they tasted it, they knew.
Well, we ate the king last night. Lolly fixed it up last night. It was phenomenal. It's
That's
so
cool.
Delicious. Yeah. But, hey, Gus, it was great having you and Stacy along and all our group there. It was a really wonderful trip. The food is just insane there. I mean, the food at the lodge.
Amazing.
I mean, they had this Chef John, who was like a 5-star chef.
That's
and
so cool.
Every meal was beyond incredible. I mean, it was like, could it get any better? And it was. Every night, the guy just, like, produce like this amazing meal. They have a super good lunch program where you basically take whatever you want with you on the boat for lunch and full breakfast.
Oh,
and,
how cool.
And everything. You want a breakfast burrito on the boat, they put it right on the boat. It's like it's really a well-run operation. Lodge is super comfortable. Sandspit looks like the tiniest of tiny communities. I mean, you really know there's nothing there. I mean, you fly into Sandspit from Vancouver, and I mean, it's a town I think of 200. And
no kidding.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, and the boat harbor is just about 150 yards away from the lodge.
Okay.
So you can take the van or you can just walk or whatever. But it's really a cool experience, and Valerie and the Queen Charlotte Safari staff do an amazing job.
That's so cool, yeah. Man. That sounds like a great trip.
So we have a trip already lined up, which is already like half filled already, for next August 11th through 15th. Don't hesitate to go. QueenCharlotteSafaris.com. You can link it right through the Let's Talk Hookup website. Call Valerie and her team there. Gus, are you going back?
Definitely. Definitely going back.
All right. Is Stacy going back?
We'll have to find that out. She has plans for next year right around that time, but after our experience, she may want to adjust her plans.
she was a pleasure to have along,
buddy.
For sure. Hey, Gus, great having you along. Great fishing with you there at Queen Charlotte Safaris, and can't wait for that smoked chum. We'll check that out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Of course, chum. So here's the other thing about Queen Charlotte Safaris. We caught 4 out of the 5 species of Pacific salmon.
Kidding.
We caught coho, which is silver. Silvers. We caught chinooks, which is kings. They call them chinook there. We call them kings. But we caught pinks, and we caught chum. The only one was missing was a sockeye. Yeah, but it was pretty cool.
What a cool trip, yeah, man. No, that's awesome.
When they, it is.
I want to get in on that lingcod fishing.
The lingcod fishing, and they don't use bait. It's all jigs.
Oh, how cool.
It's all jigs.
What, like the big grubs or big, like, diamond-type jigs? Or it just
Anything.
Didn't matter? You
well,
get it in the zone?
Actually, they had, like, this big diamond jig that was working like crazy. I was fishing the one, of course, at MC Grubs.
Sure.
And
slugs.
With slugs. And I didn't have any lead heads the day that we were able to go lingcod fishing.
Okay.
So I was kind of using the drop shot method that Corey and I worked at. It didn't work that well. But I was wishing I had the lead head, because I know they would have killed it on that,
totally.
For sure. And fishing in 100 to 200 feet of water.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah.
Wow. Shallow. That's awesome,
yeah, super
dude.
Super shallow. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, and close, not too far.
I can't wait.
Yeah, that's pretty
that's awesome.
Yeah. All right. Hey, let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it. All right. How about this time we talk to Tim? Tim's calling us from Hemet this morning. Good morning, Tim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. This question is for the Alco guy. I've been surf fishing my whole life, and I'm always on the, you know, lookout for things that make my life easier on the beach. And I'm just wondering if you make a pair of shorts that are specifically designed for surf fishing with all the little things that help make us, you know, that make it easier, like a deeper pocket for the sand crabs, maybe a waterproof pocket for our key fob, and maybe like a hook to, or a hoop that would hold our rod while we're working on our hooks or, you know, de-hooking our fish. So do you have anything in the lineup like that that I could look out for?
We don't have anything specific for surf fishing, but if you're looking for something with a waterproof pocket, we still do have a short called Overboard, which is a waterproof pocket for your cell phone or keys. It's a trifold system that has Velcro, and, I mean, I put my iPhone in it and swim around and everything, no big deal at all.
It's that level of waterproof.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
When we shot, photos and stuff with it, one of our guys just put his phone, jumped over the side of the boat, and was like swimming around,
no
diving.
So it's not like a splash-proof pocket. It's a waterproof pocket.
It's a waterproof pocket. Yeah.
That's
so
cool.
The trifold system, you know, offers three different seals as it goes across. So it's really rock solid. And then if you're looking for a short that's lightweight with deep pockets, again, not specific to surf fishing, but tactical, is a ripstop fabric, really deep pockets, and it's got a lot of pockets. It's more of like a cargo-style short, but very lightweight, dries extremely quickly. I think, you know, even though it's not specific to surf fishing, might help with some of the needs that you're looking for.
That's
when
a good one.
There, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Let's jump back into them. This time we're going to talk to Sean. Sean's calling us from Lomita this morning. Hi, Sean. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Matt. I was curious about the different types of shorts. That kind of got covered on the last question. But do you have any distribution in the East Coast, Matt? Is it just along the West Coast?
No, actually, the majority of our business is on the East Coast, and all throughout the Southeast, the Carolinas, Florida. If you're looking for a specific dealer out there, our dealer locator online will point you in the right direction. But
AFCO.com.
AFCO.com, yeah.
Dealer locator.
And AFCO was founded on independent retail. So, you know, your mom and pop, your tackle shops, we have over 1,500 independent, tackle stores that we work with throughout the country. So there's plenty of places you can find our product if you just go to AFCO.com and go to the dealer locator.
All right. Very good. Thanks a lot for the call. Yeah, yeah. Bart Hall's on the line. Good morning, Bart.
Hey, Bart.
Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Pete. And good morning, Rick. Good morning, Matt. I'm sitting here listening to the show with one of my 50-plus AFCO technical shirts that I own. This one is teal. It's a lovely color.
Awesome.
All right.
But I was thinking, and we're sitting here talking about this. We have talked in the past about who should be running tackle companies. For example, Dave Pfeiffer at Shimano, a great fisherman, and Bill and his family at AFCO, great fisherman. But more than that, if I was just sitting here thinking, you would be hard pressed to look at any fisherman's organization, any fisherman's advocacy group that doesn't have AFCO's name on it as a sponsor. And that's not by accident. It's because their family, from milk all the way down, has been involved in trying to make sure that the anglers are protected. And that's something that we all need to remember when we're out there deciding what we want to buy. Because it's not cheap for AFCO to do that.
That's a great point, Bart.
Was it like 10% of all sales go to conservation?
Yeah, 10% of all of our profits go to conservation. So that's broken up across, many different organizations that Bill's involved with, as well as, who we partner with throughout the year. So, 10% of everything that we profit goes right to conservation. And, locally, that's the CCA, Hub SeaWorld Research Institute down here in San Diego, and a really vast, variety of others as well throughout the country, really.
Yeah. Good points, Bart. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. Nice to hear from you.
Great show.
All right.
Thanks, Bart.
Hey, Brett from Santee had a good question. It says, hey, lobster season is right around the corner. What AFCO jacket and pants do you recommend for hooping? Does AFCO make a bib that would work for hooping?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah. I mean, if I were, if I was going to look for a bib, our new Barricade, not the Elite, there's a Barricade, which is comparable to Anhydrous, is coming out as well next month. If you're looking for just a pant, I would recommend the Gemini pant. Really comfortable, lightweight pant. And then probably the Reaper Windproof for a jacket, just because it does have a lot of that DWR, water repellency, warm.
I really like, you won it, the AFCO award at ICAS a couple of years ago for it. It's a little heavier bib.
Hydronaut.
Yeah. Hydronaut's my favorite hooping setup.
Yeah, too much for me.
Too much.
Absolutely love it. It is crazy, crazy good gear.
Yeah.
I think I could be in a snowstorm in Antarctica in the dead of winter and be sweating. I love it.
For winter. No, I do most of my hooping like in the winter.
And you're not an opening night guy. Like, you wait until the crowd's gone and it's good. Yeah. Like, pizza December, January.
Yeah.
And for that, you're right.
It's a little too warm for like opening
weekend. You're better off layering with other stuff you can take off. Yeah. I've done it before and you're just dripping sweat.
It's such good gear. Because you are not affected by elements at all. But I'm a Southern California guy. But I'm with you. The thing that's so nice about that is the bibs on that thing come up high, and like they're almost like you described it earlier. One of them is more like an overall than a bib, and that's what it's like. I mean, it's high on the chest. The straps go all the way over. It's a really comfortable piece of gear.
You just put the bib on, and then they put a Reaper underneath your.
Yeah, you could do that as well.
Yeah.
That's probably another setup.
All right, let's try and sneak one more in, Rick.
You got it, man. How about we talk to Steve, who's calling from Fallbrook. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, everybody. Steve. Thank you very much. Matt, good morning. Hey, Matt, very excited for your Tony Rez trip coming up. I'm 2 weeks removed from the second trip since COVID. It was phenomenal. Lock down your drag. You'll have a great time. My question is,
awesome. Thank you.
What shirt are you taking?
That's a good question.
Yeah,
what is your sun shirt for the hottest
year, September, right? Yeah, 6 days. I'm going to definitely take Uri. which is that Aero mesh fabric.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm probably going to take Samurai as well. So your eye is the higher end of the category with the really techy, lightweight material. And then Samurai is like our company standard. It's our number one selling sun shirt. Retails for $39 with a hood. You know, dries quickly, antimicrobial, DWR coating. So I'll probably go back and forth between your eye and Samurai for
that
the entire trip.
Does your eye is just a shirt, or does it have come with a hood and the and
so your eye is the one with the hood and the face
and
face
the face mask.
Yeah.
Okay, your eye.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I'll be going back and forth between those two probably each
very,
day.
Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Good question.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, when we come back, we're gonna find out who's got a full AFCO package, including that fillet knife, the new AFCO Reaper, and those tactical fishing shorts. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zest the vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf's Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like two free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, DanaWharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the Bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tactical stores everywhere.
Welcome back to the Let's Talk Hookup. All right, the big winner of that full AFCO package, the new knife, the new Reaper, the new pair of shorts, that's all going to Matt in La Mesa. Matt, congratulations. You're going to be hooked up with your new AFCO.
Yeah, you are for sure. And, boy, you did such a great job,
yeah,
Matt.
Awesome,
and I know your mom and dad are proud right now. Yeah,
yeah,
they're listening for sure.
Mom,
we know your dad's listening. Yeah. And if somebody wants more information on AFCO, how do we do it?
So if you need more information on AFCO or looking for something, you know, go to your local tackle shop. If they don't have it, go to AFCO.com. AFCO.com is a great resource to find your local dealer. We also have a lot of blogs in there that tell you how to use our product.
Yeah.
That's our big focus.
The,
you know,
the website is fantastic.
Yeah, you guys kill it.
Yeah, and that's our big focus is, like, you know, we come out with all this great product. Let's put it in people's hands and teach them how to use it. So AFCO.com has all the resources for that, and we're going to have a lot more coming out.
Yeah, a lot more tackle coming out, a lot more clothing coming out.
Hopefully
everything.
The next time we come back and sit down, we have a lot more to unravel for tackle. But there's a lot in the pipeline for you know, tackle and apparel. So.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, keep up the great work. And we're very proud of you and of course, the entire shed family for what they do for sport fishing and for just the fishing world in general. They are true ambassadors and they do a fantastic job. So thank you, guys.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Great job,
all
man.
All right. Hey, thanks to Christian for manning the phones today, and thanks to Adam for all he does on the app. And we will be back tomorrow morning. Another AFCO Pro will be with us. Captain Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters will be here. He has a kid that works right with you.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
Yeah. So that's going to be a great show tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. We'll be talking bass. We'll be talking tuna. We'll be talking yellowtail, dorado, and more. Tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Thanks to everybody for listening today. We'll be back. See you right back here tomorrow morning, right back here on the Mightier 1090. And let's talk a couple.